The telescope implanted in 86-year-old Craig Chappell's eye is not so different from the tool Galileo Galilei used to look at the stars. It's just a lot smaller. That's according to Majid Moshafar, director of the Moran Eye Center's refractive surgery and cornea program. He's also the surgeon who replaced Chappell's biological lens with a telescope.
Imagine if you can take this bilenticular system, two-lens system, make it micro-optics, and make them small enough, the size of a small little pea, and put them actually inside somebody's eye. You know, that's amazing.
Chappell is recuperating at his home in Fremont. For 10 years, he's had advanced age-related macular degeneration, a condition affecting the retina, which makes blind spots invade his vision. Dr. Moshafar says it's too soon to know if the procedure was a success, but the patient is already reporting an improvement.
On the first day, he was saying that, you know, I can already see better. I can see the images close to me, and I can actually read the letters better. I told him, well, Mr. Chappell, it's going to take a while because it really takes about three months for things to get better, and you have to go through training and get adapted to the telescope that we have implanted. But I'm pretty optimistic on this.
The treatment, which was approved by the FDA in 2009, has been successful for other patients across the U.S. and in Europe. Moshafar estimates there are more than 1.7 million people in the U.S. who could be candidates for this procedure, most of them elderly.
I think that you're never too old to see. My philosophy is that if we can help patients, especially in a situation like this, some of these patients are desperate. There is nothing for them, and they're completely legally blind. And if we can offer them something, something to improve the quality of life, we should do that for them.
Moshafar says there are already another 5 patients lined up to be approved for telescope implants at the Moran Eye Center. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.